Watching the World Go By, Idioms with World, Part 2. In Part 1 of my Idioms with the Word World post, I looked at a variety of frequent and contemporary expressions, including out of this world and the best of both worlds. Today's post continues the world idiom theme and includes an expression for discussing how to fix the world's problems and another for relaxing by watching other people. When people discover that they know the same person despite coming from different places, they sometimes express their surprise by saying it's a small world. For example, "So Maria tells me you used to teach my brother in London. Yes, it's a small world, isn't it?" If you're talking about the possibility of something bad happening and you say it wouldn't or won't be the end of the world, you mean it would not be a disaster, even if it is disappointing. For example, "Obviously, I'd like to get the job, but it wouldn't be the end of the world if I didn't. There are other jobs out there." Someone who has the world at their feet has achieved great success and fame and is admired by a lot of people. For example, "Aged just 23, the young ballerina had the world at her feet." To see the world is to travel to many different places around the world. For example, "I wasn't ready to settle down. I wanted to see the world." Meanwhile, if you sit in public somewhere and relax by watching people as they go past, you might say that you watch the world go by. For example, "I sat on a bench in the sun just watching the world go by." Most world idioms are positive, but not all. For example, if someone thinks the whole world revolves around them, they think they are very important and other people should consider them first when making plans. For example, "The trouble with Lucy is she thinks the whole world revolves around her." If you say that someone or something isn't going to set the world on fire, you mean they're not exciting and they probably won't be very successful. For example, "I mean, she has a nice enough voice, but she's not going to set the world on fire." I'm going to finish with an idiom for something that we all do from time to time. If you have a conversation, usually a relaxed chat with a friend, about how the world's problems could be solved, you might say that you put or set the world to rights. For example, "Ethan and I always end up putting the world to rights." That concludes my world idioms post. When did you last set the world to rights with an old friend? Tell me about it below.